you have found yourself in the right time and the right place. For Horace Kentucky's Cronal Detective Agency.
Episode 14.
I understand that some necromancer in your time lured you to an empty alleyway to steal away the temporal energy you have surrounding you. But how on earth did that kill me? Shouldn't you be the only dead one?
Not exactly. I was able to escape.
How? The necromancer had all your eggs.
Not all of them. Like I said, I kept several on my person, the most important of which is the emergency egg hidden in my crown.
After this, there will be no one to stop me from raising the dead from their slumber.
Oh, drat. It looks like I won't be able to enjoy all of your celebration. I've just remembered that there's somewhere I just have to be.
What? Where did that egg come from? What kind of pickpocket are you?
The crown is not a pocket, Mum.
Oh, that's better. I've arrived right at the front door of Horace Kentucky's Cronal Detective Agency. I'll just let myself in. Horace, it's Victoria. Oh, tell me that you have some goose eggs to spare. Horace? Where are you? Oh, there you are. Sleeping like an infant. Wake up. This is a horribly inconvenient time to be napping at your desk. Horace? Horace? Oh, no. He's dead.
I hope you two weren't too terribly close.
What have you done?
My apologies, Your Majesty. I didn't intend to imply that you were the only time traveller I was offering a visit. Horace here was a lucky find. He never even woke up. That should offer you some solace. He never suffered.
It's true. I wanted to wake him to offer my condolences, but Miss Larkin wouldn't have it. He slept right through it all.
Why? Why are you doing this?
Can a person truly define why they want the things they want?
I wish you would try.
Perhaps some of us don't find this world fair, Your Majesty. Perhaps some of us feel that death should be conquered once and for all.
Some things a person should just trust to time.
I'm too familiar with time. I've seen what it does. It cannot be trusted. It's time for someone else to take control. What are you searching Horace's desk drawer for? A pen to write your will?
No, just a few things I know Horace would want me to have.
Like what?
These goose eggs. I didn't really have time to think there. All I could do was just use the egg to will myself to the safest place possible.
It's nice here. Tropical breeze, the smell of salt in the air. This little island truly is a heaven on earth.
You!
I suppose it's a shame to know that even in the safest place in all of space and time, I've still found you. I still have your goose eggs, Victoria. No matter where you run off to, I'll follow. All I have to do is will myself to your location.
You can't blame a queen for trying.
And off we go as well.
Do we really have to leave? I quite like it here. Aww.
A freight dock. The whole place is a maze of enormous shipping crates. Where did you run off to, Queenie?
Maybe she's already zapped out of here.
No, I'm willing us to her now. This egg isn't sending us anywhere.
So she's hiding. She could be anywhere. There has to be hundreds of these crates here.
Then we have to draw her out. Oh, Victoria, won't you come out and have a chat with us? I'd hate to resort to killing off innocent people to change your mind.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
You do realize that I am attempting to harness temporal energies and mix them with the dark arts in an effort to bring the dead back to destroy all life and create a new world in my image?
Oh, yeah, right. Suppose I didn't really stop to think that destroying all life would take killing people.
All right, Nancy. Let's talk.
Excellent. What's it going to take to stop this silly chase sequence and end things how they are going to end?
I'm not convinced things are going to end the way you intend.
And why is that?
Because I made a small trip before I ended up in this freight dock. I thought a friend may be able to help me out in this endeavor.
Is that...
a woolly mammoth.
I figured, since they'll go extinct anyway.
I suppose, then, that it's my move on the chessboard. Spiritus audire, tempera silentium, et perducat te ad vitam, serge bestia!
Is that...
a tyrannosaurus skeleton, lovely. Well, my fluffy elephant friend, I've shown you a glimpse of the future, and now it's time to repay me for my effort.
I grow bored of this.
That shipping container! It fell right on our boxing beast!
Your distraction is over. Run if you'd like. I will just follow.
And where did that final egg take you?
Here with you.
You willed yourself to death?
I did. But, like you, it's not my time to die either. There is certainly something keeping us afloat in this between world.
What now?
No door opens on just one side. Sometimes a door closed just needs the proper leverage to open.
What leverage could we possibly have? We're dead.
As I said, something has kept both of us from dying. If I were to warrant a guess, it would be that something is the shadow of our temporal energy. The universe simply hasn't had enough time to process the fact that it has been mostly exhausted. Perhaps I can take us to another place and time before the universe made up its mind.
What about Necro-Nancy? What's to stop her from absorbing all of that time juice once we return to our bodies?
I may have enough juice to throw one more trick into this time travel magic show. If you don't mind carrying around an exhausted queen once I've finished my performance, I'll be happy to razzle and dazzle you.
Give it all you got, Vicky. Ah, wait, what am I... where am I? My desk. I'm alive. My emergency eggs are gone. That wasn't a dream.
No, it wasn't.
Vicky!
Ta-da!
How did you do that?
Willpower and leftover temporal energy. Just enough of each to send us back to our bodies and make sure Nancy Larkin would be of no trouble to the world.
How can you be sure?
Oh, I'm sure.
It's not so bad, eh?
This is the limbo between life and death. There is no life for us. And with no death, I have no power here.
Look at it this way. It's a lovely way to get to know each other.
If I find out that death works here, I'm going to kill you.
Thank you for listening to Horace Kentucky's Cronal Detective Agency. If you'd like to find out more about our productions, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up on iTunes, where you'll find more episodes as time goes on.